Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So this is complicated. So you remember this came up earlier this week or last week? All the days are running together at this point.
Monday.
It was Monday is when it came up. Thank you. And Grant and I both kind of asked how exactly, and we tried to hypothesize. But here's the deal. This is from Axios. I'll read this to you. From Kunit Dill, I believe I've got the name right. If I don't, I apologize. The Commanders have a new message for the D.C. Council. Get the RFK Stadium redevelopment approved or risk the Pandora's box of President Trump getting involved, Axios has learned. Why it matters. Trump can uniquely influence the NFL stadium project thanks to the power of the White House and through federal design commissions. And he suggested he's willing to step in. This is him quoted. If I can help the team out, I will. Trump told reporters on Sunday. I added the voice, by the way, just to make sure you knew who was talking. Noting the feds still own the 190-acre land. What I'm hearing. This is again from Dill's story. Commanders have executives stepped up their lobbying on Tuesday, telling D.C. council members that Trump's involvement could introduce volatility that the team and mayor, Muriel Bowser, would like to avoid. Given the president's recent comments, the team discussed the need to move quickly, said a source familiar with the conversations who wasn't authorized to speak publicly. The risks are plenty. D.C. has a 99-year lease on RFK Stadium land, but the federal government breaks leases all the time. Trump could muscle in a new agreement cutting out the city. Trump's involvement could have strings attached, like design tweaks that can delay the project. Trump can also enlist another stadium booster, Representative James Comer. Remember him, he's the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee. Comer's on the sidelines ready to go if the council doesn't act. This is again from the story. Comer, quote, strongly urged D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson in a July 2nd meeting to approve the RFK Stadium deal before the council adjourns for August recess, his office said in a statement. Comer's committed to working with local leaders on the deal and secure its approval as quickly as possible, it added. Mendelson has said the July 15th deadline requested by the team and mayor won't be met. The council's timeline is more likely to stretch into September. So Trump has levers to pull even without getting directly involved. And then there's other stuff that's about kind of the government bureaucracy and things that he can do. And it sort of goes on from there. But here's the point. I kind of was like, hey, I don't know exactly how. And this seems to be pretty clearly saying the rules that apply to everybody else don't apply when it's the White House and it's the federal government, and they can sort of do what they want here, where I know we've got a deal in place, but if we don't like what's going on, we'll just sort of tear it up and do it ourselves. What do you make of it?
It's a shame that it has to get to this point. I keep going back to the deal that is in place. The Commanders are willing to foot 76% of this bill, 76% of the cost to make RFK 2.0 a thing. I understand this, the council members' jobs to negotiate the best deal possible, but like, damn, can you ask for much more? When you think about the other stadium deals that happen across the country and how much public funding is going into it, this Commanders deal that Josh Harris and company are providing is quite literally a sweetheart deal. And the folks in the DC City Council, to me, ready for this, Danny, are set tripping. They're tripping.
That's bad.
Set tripping is bad. I just don't get it. And I think about, you know, all of the, you know, potential benefits that it could have for the district, and I'm all for that. The crazy thing to me is this. When we first started having these discussions and we first knew that this was a possibility, my whole thing was this. I didn't really want it in D.C. because I thought the taxpayers, the residents of D.C. were going to have to come out of pocket a lot. In this deal, they don't. And I think Josh Harris, Mitch Rales and company understand they have an opportunity here. If this thing gets done, if it actually revitalizes the community the way it's supposed to, they will be remembered long after Jayden Daniels throws his final touchdown. They'll be remembered long after Terry McLaurin, you know, catches his final touchdown. This is an opportunity for the ownership group to etch their names in stone forever, not just as football people, but as real stewards of the community. And I think that means a lot to them. And I know that that's a big reason why they want to get it done. But like, DC's tripping right now to me. I don't get it.
Let me try to help you get it. Devil's advocate here for a second. Yeah. I'm not espousing a position, just asking. So you mentioned 76% of the revenue. I think that's very important for the upfront cost, right? Why would the team then be allowed to keep 100% of the parking when DC is going to pay for the parking? Why would the team or only have to pay a dollar a year in rent for property that could get millions on that same square footage? So in other words,
because who needs the stadium more in D.C., the Commanders or D.C.?
I think it's a reasonable debate.
Like that's,
I think it's a reasonable question.
That's kind of where I fall with.
So,
that.
But so here would be my response to that. If I'm council member Rainey Duguay over here, okay, my alter ego, Mr. Rainey.
You're probably somewhere from like Hawaii or something.
Yeah, I'm an at-large member. I'm just a large member. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's my response. We think you should get the lion's share. Why are we not getting any percentage? Why would we get 0%? Forever.
If you're really invested in helping out the economy and the people, why would you not?
You're putting up more money. So let's say we buy Strober. We're going to buy out Strober. The Strober is MoCo Enterprises. Okay? Okay. It's all about Montgomery County and it's just Montgomery County swag. And we go, we like it. We're going to put up a combined, just making up a number, a combined $10 million. Mm-hmm. You put up 3 and I put up 7. And what if I went to you and went, okay, so I'll just get 100% of the profits for the next, 30 years. You'd go, no. Aren't I entitled to something there? Wouldn't you be entitled to 30% of the profits for a while or 70 or some kind of structure that would make sense? It's more fair and balanced. That would be the devil's advocate response is we're all in favor of this. Why don't we get some while you get all? I get that you want to be paid back first and you should.
Well, think about this. You're not getting that. Okay, I understand you're upset about that, but you know what you are getting? Which wouldn't happen if this stadium was not going to be a thing? All that draft revenue. All the money from the draft coming here. DC gets the benefit from that, right? Are the Commanders pocketing that money?
I don't know. But for parking, they are.
Well,
but again, and here's the other thing I need. And again, it feels like I'm advocating for something. I'm not.
You're getting me smarter.
Well, this is my usual thing. I argue against everybody. So like my reasons.
Danny versus the world.
Well, my reasons for wanting it are very different than what's sold. I think what's sold is a bill of goods. So when you read an economic impact study, here's what you should say. If I have something that needs to be wiped up, I'll use that.
Yeah.
It's from an advocate for something that's going to tell you, look at all the new money. So for example, again, we're picking on Strober. Let's go to Strober Sandwich Shop. If we go on a Tuesday when there's nothing going on, you and I just went to Strober Sandwich Shop, got a sandwich. Mm-hmm. If it happens during the week of the Super Bowl, they go, look, economic impact.
Right.
Strober Sandwich Shop sold 2 sandwiches. They might have sold those 2 sandwiches or not.
Regardless,
we don't know, but it's new, right? So these are just made up inflated numbers. The point is that all this money that you get, well, did you just sit there and money came pouring in? Or did you have to hire a bunch of people? Did you have to do a bunch of maintenance? Did you have to build a bunch of things? Did you have to go up according to code? So there's plenty of studies done that say the Super Bowl cost you just as much or more as you gain. There'll be new tourists coming into your hotels. Mm-hmm. There'll be new people coming in and spending money at your restaurants. But some of the people that live there might have spent money anyway. Tourists might have come anyway, etc. And you had to spend a bunch to get the thing up to code. My reason for it isn't profit. My reason for it is it's the best showcase you got.
Yeah.
What better way to say, we're open for business, baby, than those aerial shots? What better way to say, we crushed the draft? You know what did more for Detroit? Detroit has been losing people every year in Detroit proper for my whole life, basically. People leave the city of Detroit because they're like, we can't do this anymore. That's all for me. Deuces. Detroit, for that draft, that was incredible. Remember that? How great that theater was? It was, you're going, Detroit, how you doing? What's up, sexy?
Right.
That's what that is. And that's the point to me. Not that you're not this bogus economic voodoo where you're going to pretend that you're making money.
Optics.
So for me, I want it, but I want everyone to have eyes wide open that it's not the financial boon that everyone pretends it is for the city. And all these idiots on the council are doing is going, no, we don't like free monies. We want it harder and more miserable. That's not what's happening. Now, I'm also not advocating for them. Right. I think they're unreasonable. They're employing a guy. Yeah, sorry, you got me started. They're using as a consultant a dude that was kicked off the council in disgrace. Nobody's good in this year. So that's my point. There's my response back to you.
These negotiations don't make a whole lot of sense to someone that's not as smart as you. I try to put it in layman's terms here. Right. I just look at the fact that look at Eric Flack. I was trying to find it on his X account, the investigative reporter for WSA9, pal of the station, all that. He put out the numbers that, and I keep going back to the 76% thing. That to me is my end all be all. They're giving you a stadium deal that's honestly unprecedented when you think about stadium costs nowadays. Think about what the people in Asheville are dealing with. Think about what's going on in Kansas City. They are taking what I believe to be the most severe problem with this and making it a nothing burger by footing 76% of the bill. And when you've got 21 limited partners, you should be able to do that. And I give Josh Harris and company all the kudos.
Exactly right. And they're advocating for themselves, and that's what they should do. But I guess my point is, so too should the city. Here is my kind of extra layer to this, where, again, it sounds like the voice is on the council. You guys are crushing it. Individually, we've interviewed a bunch of them. They've all been very forthcoming.
And, I know y'all love Mendelsohn.
Well, yeah, but the guys that have come on, Charles Allen comes on whenever we ask and answers every question and is not necessarily combative, but when he and Grant spar, it's great. Brooke Pinto was marvelous, and I'm blanking on some of the other names, but everybody that's come on with this, I've been individually impressed with, right? As they are sharp people, and you could see the charisma that led them to get elected. But not having any alternative lined up at any point in time is beyond inexcusable.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're one of these folks on the council that's going, I don't see it with the stadium. It doesn't make as much economic sense as everybody's getting. They're getting hyped up or looking at some of the, I'm just naming your stat. Everyone's looking at the 76% part, but we're not looking at what the economic really realities are going to be for us. We're going to go into debt on this. We're not going to make the money back that people think. Instead of just saying that and going, oh, well, where was your alternative? Where's the Wharf? Where's NoMa? Where's I'm trying to blank. I'm blanking on some of the different things in D.C.
DC properties.
Yeah, the dozen other locales that have been built up without a stadium. Where's your alternative? You had none. You sat there sitting on your hands forever, no idea that this might come to pass at some point. And you're sitting there going, we don't have enough time. Wrong. You had plenty of time.
From a fan's perspective, right, since we're doing the devil's advocate bit, where's the Commander's backup plan? Why are you only negotiating with D.C. right now? Why is Maryland not a part of these discussions?
Because Virginia disqualified themselves, and the only location in Maryland is unacceptable, and they know it. Back to you.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But wouldn't you think if you're having a negotiation, getting another the threat of not going to D.C. and I think D.C. probably knows what you just said.
Oh, they know. They know.
But like, at least try. Like, if I'm Josh Harris and company, I'm not going to sit here and play tiddlywinks for too much longer here with D.C. I have given you my deal. We are not changing our deal. And you're now at a point where the deadline not being met is going to start costing us money and delaying the stadium project that all of us want. It goes back to the Grant Paulson theory is what I'm now calling it. I differ from a lot of you. You all want to get back to RFK 2.0. It's the number one thing that matters for you. You would sell your soul for it. I just want a new football stadium. Anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Which
I understand. But you also don't have to be, you're not going to be the one left holding the bag when it's a terrible business decision like San Francisco made an hour from the city or wherever. Like, if they put it in West Virginia, you'd go, I got a new football stadium. But, oh, crap, it's not fun to go
out
to.
Out in Martinsburg? That'd be awful. Could you imagine having to commute to Martinsburg?
Yes, and I like going to West Virginia. I've been to Martinsburg. I spent plenty of time. In fact, Morgantown's one of my sleepy favorite cities on the planet.
You sleep on
my Morgantown. Grandparents had a cabin in Romney, West Virginia. I've spent a lot of time in what is it? The Mountain State? What is it called? That's Colorado. What's West Virginia? The something state?
Country Roads.
There it is. Denver Country Road State. But that's my point, is everyone just says, new stadium. If it's in a location that sucks, it will not be successful. And you don't care about that.
But it's already in a location that sucks.
Exactly. And that's why they want out.
But when people were winning, I think this goes back to the lazy, and I think it's kind of lazy to do the whole, well, you're winning matters, that's the only thing that matters bit. If it's in a bad location, but you're good, which is not guaranteed because Jaden Daniels could snap his leg tomorrow.
Well, yeah, there are going to be years where he's not playing for you. One time. The undulations of pro sports happen, right?
I get it.
If you, for example, if this was a different business structure, if the Learners own Nats Park, the city does, but if they owned it, they would need this structure that the Hog Ownership Group is talking about.
Yeah.
They need the Panera Bread, the Starbucks, the couple different locales right there on the stadium grounds, paying tithes to my lord, like it's like fiefdoms in Scotland in the Highlands in 1400s. That's the new system. That's the way to make the money because these stadiums are so damn expensive now.
Yeah.
Right? So in order to survive these kinds of times when your team stinks, you need this too. And that's kind of the point here.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.